Well, it turns out I've given out some erroneous information, so apologies will be sent out. No, it's not the first or the last at all, Jim, believe me. Jonathan Kight is here, actor, comedian, and producer on Two Broke Girls. That's where you know him from. He is a stand-up comic, no question about that. But Zanies that I just mentioned, you will not be performing at, Jonathan. You understand this, right?
Yeah. Right now, Zanies is full.
They have
There's
enough
a line
comics.
Out the block. You'd think Duran was there. They are in town, people, but they're not at Zanies. I'll be at Niles North High School.
Now, a lot of comics wouldn't necessarily cotton to that idea of performing at a high school, but you went to school there.
You know what? I had such a good experience. I didn't have like an after school, I wanted to call it after school special, but that's trademarked. Call
ABC me. Would sue you.
ABC, call me. I've left you many faxes. I called it my back to school special because I didn't have like a very special episode. That wasn't my high school experience where I was dealing with addiction to ephedrine or what was Nodos. What was the Jesse Spano?
Or an overly friendly janitor. You didn't have that happen.
Well, I did, but in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah. He was the guy that we all thought was creepy, and he wound up being a ghost the whole time. and very helpful. It saved us from old man Winters.
Sniffing the
not
eraser
Jonathan
cleaner.
Winters. Yes, well, that was what killed him. We didn't know that turned out to be a very special
what
episode.
A tragic ending, that story.
And we just lost our eraser sponsorship. Thanks for that. I'm going back there because I had a great time there. The stage, the theater's beautiful. And I thought it was a cool idea to come home. I haven't been doing stand-up that long, and so I thought, why not just come home, friends, family?
They said you'd never play Niles North.
And you proved them wrong.
You know what? They tried. Niles North said I would never play Niles North. No, Niles West said I would never play.
Right.
You hear that, West? I'm coming for you.
That rivalry will never end.
Will never end in my stand-up. People are like, I don't get half these references.
When you went to school there, did you ever perform on the stage that you'll be doing the show at?
Yeah, I mean,
you did.
At 4 years, I was there. I mean, I was really active in the theater department. So,
what were some of the plays?
Wizard of Oz. I was
Who
trying to
you?
Some
Wizard
of the ones
Oz.
That your listeners have heard of.
Oh, okay.
We did. I mean,
did a lot of avant-garde theater productions.
Well, there was a famous musical that we did that I wasn't in called The Goodbye Girl.
Oh, sure.
That I hadn't heard of until we did it.
Based on the movie,
yeah, right? Neil Simon's Goodbye Girl.
I think it was based on the hand gesture, the farewell wave. I don't know what
show.
It was. Based. It was though. We did The Lion in Winter, which was a very,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was a fun. That was a romper. We did the hilarious upbeat comedy, The Three Sisters by Chekhov.
Very funny.
Everybody's
it's a laugh riot.
That's what I mean. Everybody's ticket came with a cyanide pill. So if you didn't make it, we understood.
the Niles North Bugle gave it 3 stars.
Right. Good reviews.
There was a 21-gun salute every time someone took the pill. Interrupted a lot of my dialogue. Production wound up being 17 hours. We did a show called Greater Tuna, which
show.
That show was incredibly fun to do.
But isn't that a two-man show? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, we did it with four.
Oh.
We did it with three men and a lady.
Oh.
Unrelated to this Steve Guttenberg hit. But
those
it was,
are rare words to say, by the way,
because most things are
right.
The Goots,
right. Goots,
you bypassed the Ted Danson, went right to Gutenberg.
Well, I know your listeners. I mean, listen, we all know Ted Danson, but I know that you guys
know
are
Gutenberg.
Goots. You guys, that's what we call the fan club, the Goots,
the Goots,
the Gootsies. Gootsies never die. So yeah, I had a great time there. I was there for 4 years and performed all the time.
And you knew back then in your Niles North High School days that eventually show business would be your thing. You wanted to do that from the time you were a kid?
Well, that's the thing. I really took the first step on my journey there because I kind of came in there as a, as any high school kid, like a confused but ball of energy and excitement, and I had dreams. And
sure.
You know, it's one of these things where I really think that I got the skills and at least the foundation from which to build the journey and the career that I have now. So I'm really thankful for the experience that I had there and the people who were a part of it.
Any of the same teachers still there?
The guy.
Oh, that's the best part of
this. The craziest thing about this is the guy who was my high school director is now the director of fine arts.
Really?
And so he is there and he has been super instrumental about helping us. Like we could not have done this without Tim Ortman, I should say. So that's really fun. And then there's the choral director is still there. I used to work on the newspaper And I was the political cartoonist, and the woman is still there who
That's excellent.
Ran the newspaper.
Anybody who gave you detention? Now you can just, you know, snub your nose at them?
Well, you'll have to come to Niles North to find out.
That may
out.
Come up in the show.
Yeah.
That may come up. I bet they use you as a success story, don't they? I bet when students are in there, they'll go,
well, I haven't heard about it. Niles North, you have my number. Call me. I've been sending you faxes. I don't know. I mean, we had a lot of successful people from my class.
Did you? Who?
Yeah.
Name a name or two.
Jonathan Kite.
Well, that's your name.
He's not at Zany's this weekend.
No, he's at Niles North High School.
Guy.
He's performing there Saturday.
Thank you.
Two shows.
7 and 9:30.
7 and 9:30.
We had a buddy that I grew up with is a legit rocket scientist.
A real rocket
a real
scientist.
Rocket
yes,
scientist.
A real rocket. I'm serious. Two of them are, and I don't. They're Victor Olardi. He's Surjit Pantel.
I have to look at my rocket scientist trading cards to see if I have those guys.
Yeah. Well, they just went up in value because I said their name.
No, you traded that to me.
Oh, Jim has them.
He's got them. I saw them in your bike.
Yeah.
Spokes.
So they can never, that phrase that we all say, you know, this is not rocket science. They can never say that legitimately.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you, rocket scientists? Yes.
As a matter of fact,
yes,
I am.
We are.
Wow.
But they say you can never go home, and I'm going to that prove
you're
that's
going
not
home.
True.
You're proving Thomas Wolfe wrong.
Yeah.
Jonathan,
is he a listener?
Yeah.
The only one?
Yeah.
He's the guy listening.
You heard me. He's a goose. Yeah.
Jonathan Kite is in town. He's not performing at Zany's this time. Maybe next time. This time he's at Niles North High School. That's his high school. There's two shows. What you want to do is go to zanies.com. All the information's there. We'll come back in just
he's
a little
gonna
bit.
He's going to do Main West next.
Main West.
You're
gonna
do all I'm doing the circuit.
Right.
All the main
I'm
schools.
Doing the circuit. I want to do Niles East. So-and-so wasn't there anymore.
That's so sad. Oh. Back after this, it's Bill F. and Jim Toronto in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff along with Jim Toronto, who's filling in for Wendy, and Jonathan Kite, actor, comedian, and producer. He's performing not one but two shows at Niles North High School. That's his alma mater, if you speak Latin. You can get tickets at zanies.com. There's two shows, like I said, 7 and 9:30. Correct, Jonathan? That sounds
right.
Yeah,
that's it.
That sounds right. Are you happy with the changes to Old Orchard?
The mall?
Yep.
Well,
what's wrong? Tell us what's wrong with Old Orchard.
I liked when the Arcadia was there.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was what else was there? There was a Montgomery Ward.
For a while there was a Montgomery Ward there.
I prefer mid to late 80s.
That's the best
Old
mall
Orchard.
Era.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because it's beautiful now, and it's nice that it's outdoors. Somebody said the one time they were going to try to cover it.
I'm just going to say, so you're a fan of the outdoor as opposed to the indoor mall.
Well, I think that Chicago, the weather is fine. I mean, like, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But we live through it or we don't. And but the mall, there's something nice about going because there's so few things like that in this part of the country that are outdoor like that.
Right.
And so I really enjoy that that aspect of it. And, you know, I grew up there just because it was across the street from the high school. I don't know what the food – I always judge a mall by their food court.
Right. Absolutely.
By the way. And not like gourmet stuff. I'm not looking for like a Wolfgang Pucks. I'm looking for like not dog on a stick, even though if they want to send me some stuff, I'd love to have them.
Panda Express.
Number. Panda Express. How about Cinnabon?
Oh,
you enjoy that?
That's,
they do
I enjoy
have that there.
I enjoy it so much, I mention it in my special.
Wow.
I do love me a Cinnabon. those will I want them, you know, like at a nuclear facility, they have like how many days before an accident. Right. They need to put up that in the Cinnabon how many days since someone's died at the Cinnabon, because that stuff is so good for you, but it's good but not good for you.
No, it's not.
I'm
that
still
good
doing
for
the
you.
Commercials that I pitched them 2 weeks ago, guys.
Your angle is that Cinnabon is good for you. That's the angle you're taking.
That's the problem. Is I've eaten Cinnabons and I have a blood clot in my brain. That is a delicious treat, though.
Yes, it is.
God, did they get it right with
that
one.
Isn't
that
nice?
It's so good.
And it wafts through the area for miles. You know you're near a Bond.
I'm like, I'm either near a Cinnabon or I'm near a Yankee candle store that's selling the limited edition Cinnabon candle next to the wind fan, the wind machine store that's just blowing it my direction.
Now you're talking. I know you do some impressions, and you do them very, very well.
Oh, thanks.
And you do one that I've never heard anybody do, and I always like when somebody's the trailblazer when it comes to a certain impression. Can you give us just a little bit of Vince Vaughn, please?
How are you, my man? I'm having a great time right now. I'm having a lot of energy. I'm feeling the energy in this room, and I want to get that Cinnabon action kind of going here. That's what you should pitch. Vince Vaughn for Cinnabon.
That would be great.
Hey, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm having a great time. But you want to even have a better time? You got to come down to the bun. I like your buns, but I want to show you my buns, my Cinnabons. You know what I'm saying? They're frosted. You know where I was going with that. Ha!
So wow. The key to him is it's rapid fire. It's machine gun fire, but it all has to do with how sexy he is.
Well, you know what it is? He's the greatest salesman who's ever lived.
Yeah.
He's so quick, and it's a thing that he's your friend.
Sure.
But he keeps his distance because he still has something to you know, to do. He still has a task.
Yeah.
Which is why he plays a lot of business people, like in Wedding Crashers and stuff, you know, that he's going all over it. But he's like a streaming of like a Wikipedia page. He's like, you know, it's like, what do you know about me? I'll tell you everything I know about you. I'll tell you about your dad, Larry. Tell him I say hi. How do I know him? Because we're golfing buddies. And I think you both know that because you've seen the pictures at your house. And I signed that because I like you and I like your style.
That's beautiful.
It is.
Have you met him?
I did. I met him one time.
Did you get a chance to do him for him?
You didn't do it, though, did
so
you?
I didn't ask. I didn't. We were at a thing together, a table read, and his buddies said something. Well, he left the room, and then he, I guess, knew that somebody must did an impression. Somebody must have told him or something. And then, as soon as he left the room, his buddy Peter Billingsley, who's
Peter Billingsley, Christmas story, Peter Billingsley,
such a nice guy too.
Yeah.
He was like Duvon, and it was like he said Beetlejuice three times because Vince Vaughn appeared out of nowhere, and he's a big man, so it's like you can't. It's he. I mean, I guess his steps are wide enough that he could have covered a city block.
Yeah,
but he like went. It looked like he was either going to his office or the bathroom or something, like just away from us, and then he just was there. And I turn around, and I was like, "Oh, hello!"
Oh.
And like the speed of Jason Voorhees, right. and then he said something like, you know, he was like, do me. How do I sound? And so I looked around. I was like, all right, I did it for him. And he was very kind.
Oh, good.
Because that's such a weird thing. You know, I told him, I go, I do other impressions. I don't want him to think I was vocally stalking.
Sure, right, of course.
Yeah. And, but, you know, there's some other times when it has not been appropriate. Like, I was at a party with Seth Rogen, and I love Seth Rogen. I'm a huge Seth Rogen.
He's very funny.
He is very funny, but a great writer.
Yeah.
I just like his style. I like his brand. And but I'm always respectful because I think if they don't know me and it's just they heard that some, you know, guy is doing the impression. So for me, I want them to know. So I was very specific. So a friend of mine ran up to me and was like, oh, my God, Seth is here at this party. Does he know you're here? Does he know that you do this impression of him? And I was like, yeah, Seth Rogen, who I'm sure was high. I think everybody at the party was high. You know, it was a party sponsored by Coke.
The soft drink.
Yeah. They're now, Peru is now selling them in cans to obey border control.
That's great.
And but I didn't want to like, I go, that's not what he wants. Like, it's a private thing. Like,
right.
For me to walk up to him and be like, this is what you sound like. You know, like he doesn't want that. And so I always want to come from a place of respect and admiration.
Of course.
Because I do. And, you know, we make jokes, I mean, the jokes that I make on stage, you know, they come from a place of love. And because that's the thing, like, unless you're paid to do it, like, you have to sit there and learn an impression, unless it just comes naturally to you.
Of course,
you have to watch hours of footage or, like, listen to them. And somebody you don't like, why wouldn't I sit there and learn that? But Jonathan, think about this.
If somebody said, hey, there's this guy, Jim Toronto, and he does a killer impression of you, you would feel good. It's like, well, I must be somebody.
It's the highest form of a compliment, don't you think?
So I think there's two sides to that. I think, 100%, and then I think 0%.
Oh.
Because I think that sometimes the impressions that are done at someone's expense, even if they, you know, for instance, like there's all these stories about people doing Pacino for Pacino.
Right,
and there's a very famous interview with David Letterman where Kevin Spacey does Pacino for Pacino.
Right.
And you could tell he's very touched because they're very close friends.
Yeah.
And they did Glengarry Glen Ross together. And it's a very special thing between friends, but not some guy at a party who's just kind of like, hey, Al. You know, and then you start doing him for him, and then he thinks like, oh, and then you just start yelling, and then he goes, oh, all this guy thinks is I scream.
Oh, right. Like you say hoo-ah.
Yeah, hoo-ah. Yeah, I know. That's a word. I said that in a movie. What's up, man? What did you need? And so it's like I always want to come from a place of love and respect, admiration. Now I say that with an asterisk because I've definitely had to learn people for jobs and stuff that I was not a particular fan of. And I'm not, you know, like politicians are always a hard one because, people skew one way or the other. Right. You know, there's
you
very
do a
few
killer
people.
Trump, though. You really do one of the best Trumps I've ever heard.
Oh, you're
and it could come in handy.
It could come so in very handy.
Let me tell you a story that I'm not told.
Go. You have to go really quick because I only have 10 seconds.
I learned it 3 weeks ago because
did
I
you?
Thought, yeah, because I thought yeah. this guy's going to be around.
You nailed it in 3 quick weeks. Then.
Thank you.
Because it sounds good. Can you do a second of it?
This is a great, great country. Let me just say this. WGN. It's one of my most fantastical, the most. Let me just say this. But I'm by the building. You're fired.
That's hysterical. Jonathan, great to meet you.
Thank you so much
you're
for having
good
me on
guy.
The program, bro. Really
Jonathan,
had a great time.
Jonathan Kite, everybody. Go see him. He's at the Niles North High School. You got two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Zanies.com has all the information.
Yep.
Back after this. It's Bill Leff along with Jim Toronto on WGN.